So, devotees always find great happiness in taking part in celebrations for the glory of great souls, and today is one of the more important of these days, because we see that even in our day-to-day prayers, we say, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So it's a very regular thing. We, many times a day, we're glorifying the name of Srila Haridas. It's a very intimate and deep series of pastimes centered around Srila Haridas. There's one book that's been written by a Prabhupada disciple from London. His name is Rupa Vilas Prabhu, and he wrote the life of Srila Haridas Thakur. If you get a chance, read that book. There's another book also on the life of Srila Haridas, which is also done by one Gaudiya Math, Sundarananda, I think his name is, from the Gaudiya Math, and that was done back in the 1930s. So, yeah, we have a wealth, and Srila Prabhupada includes, well, at least, I mean, I say Krishnadas Kaviraj includes two chapters in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one on the activities of Srila Haridas from Madhya Leela, and of course his glorious disappearance, which we'll read tonight from Sri Ancha Leela. And I'll start by mentioning that Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that this pastime of Srila Haridas Thakur starts with the pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan, actually. When Krishna killed one demon called Agasura, big snake demon, and the demon, he saw Krishna coming into his mouth, and he meditated on Krishna, thinking to kill Krishna. But because he had such a meditation on Krishna, that when Krishna killed him, Krishna's form was still in his mind. And so for a demon, that was very rare. And when the demon died, his soul burst out the top of his head, went up in the sky, and then immediately entered into the body of Krishna. And this was witnessed by the demigods. And this was later reported to Lord Brahma. This demon, unlike other demons who usually get Sahuja Mukti, he got Sarupi Mukti, which means to get the same form as Krishna. So he got a very high form of liberation. But consequently, Lord Brahma was wondering, who was this person who killed this demon? Somehow or other, he couldn't figure it out. And he decided to test Krishna. And that testing is the last chapter that Srila Prabhupada wrote before he departed, and that's the Brahma Mohan Leela. A beautiful, beautiful description of Lord Brahma as he tries to steal the cows and calves, cowherd boys and calves from Lord Krishna. He makes his attempt. Krishna bewilders him by expanding himself into exact replicas of the boys and the calves. This bewilders Brahma even further, and then all these forms that Krishna expanded into turn into Vishnu forms, and Brahma saw all that. And now Brahma, he's powerful. His intelligence is great, but when he came in contact with Krishna, he became insignificant. And now he's bewildered, and then he realizes his offense, so he offers prayers to Krishna, beautiful prayers. And that takes up the 14th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, of course, at the end of the prayers, which is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but it's mentioned in other scriptures, he says to Krishna, you know, my position is, I'm Lord Brahma, creator of the universe, and I have a tendency to become proud. Sometimes that's there when you get a big position or you do something that others consider to be noteworthy. You can develop a little pride, or sometimes a lot of pride. And so Brahma, feeling himself, you know, humbled by Krishna and not wanting to be proud, he said, my dear Lord, when you appear in your next incarnation on this earth, please include me in your pastimes. But make sure that I come in a very insignificant way so I don't become proud. And so Krishna arranged for Lord Brahma to appear as Srila Haridas Thakur. So Srila Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. And his birth date is not known. Where he was born is in dispute. Sometimes they say it's Budan. Others say other places. But we know he was born in a Muslim family. Some people say he was born in a Muslim family but gave up his parents when he was young and started to associate with the Vaishnav community. But he is... So Lord Brahma became Hari Srila Haridas Thakur, who was later known as Namacharya. There's not too much known about his early birth, but later on, when he was more active as Srila Haridas Thakur, he was preaching. He chanted 333,333 names of Krishna every day, and that is 192 rounds. Wow. We have examples in our society, and I know of a few devotees who have done 192 rounds. And they're all Russian devotees, just in case you're wondering where they're coming from. They like to go for the big stuff. And so, yeah, I think there's a few of them that still chant 192 on Ekadasi. But Haridas used to do that every day. He chanted 100,000 names silently in his mind, 100,000 names softly, and 100,000 names loudly. So 300,000 names of God was his regular numerical vow. We chant 16 rounds. We think, oh, God, Krishna, what are you doing? Making life so difficult. 16 rounds, oh my God. If I get to 16 rounds, then I feel like my day is just beginning. So, yeah. But he became popular in the area of a place called Benapole. Anybody been to Benapole? You know? It's a wonderful place. I was there many, many years ago, and I actually saw the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Haridas. It's a compound, and this is the place where he actually did his vrata of chanting 192 rounds a day. I could tell you a whole story of my experience in Benapole, and that would take up the whole class, but I'll just mention that when he was there, he was also preaching. Although he spent a lot of time chanting throughout the day, he also took time to preach. Sometimes it said he preached 5 hours a day, aside from doing all those chanting. You can imagine. But then he became popular amongst the local people. People would come for him for blessings, instructions, darshan, like that. And he became quite popular. And but there was one governor who was the governor of the area. His name was Ramchandra Khan, and he became unhappy to see everybody honoring Hari Das. He was envious of Hari Das's popularity. So he was thinking, I'm going to do something to make this sadhu fall down. So he made a plan, and his plan was he called all the prostitutes in the area, and they all came. And he explained his plan to him, that he wanted one of these prostitutes to cause Hari Das to fall down. So one of the prostitutes, who happened to be the best of all prostitutes, her name was Lakshmi Hera. Lakshmi Hera means much Lakshmi. And she was not only the best of all prostitutes, but she was highly expensive and very beautifully looking. She stepped forward and said, I will take on. Just give me one night with him and he will be finished. Ramachandra Khan said, I'll send my guards with you. They can arrest him. She said, no, there's no need. So she took on the service, and Hari Das was in his hut and he was chanting. And she came. She came to the door, and there was a tulsi plant at the door. And she offered her obeisances to Tulsi and went in. And she offered her respects to Hari Das, Vedic culture, to offer respects to a holy person. And then Hari Das was chanting. She said to him, oh, you know, I have a desire. I have a desire to be fulfilled, and I can see you are the person. You are so beautiful, and I'm also very attractive. So our union is actually divine. So she, in so many nice words, she proposed. And Hari Das said, well, actually, yes, I agree to satisfy your desire, but I haven't finished my rounds yet. So if you just be patient, I'll chant my rounds, and when I'm done, I'll satisfy all your desires. So she sat there, and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he kept chanting and chanting, and she's sitting there, and she's listening. It became midnight, and it was very late. Hari Das turned to her and said, I'm so sorry, I'm not able to finish my rounds. You know, you please come back tomorrow night and I'll fulfill all your desires. So she left. She reported to Ramachandra Khan. He was all excited. She said, well, actually, it'll take me one more night, but still, it'll happen. So she gave him assurance. And then again, the next night she went. Next evening she went, early in the evening. And Hari Das was there chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And so he said, I'm sure I will finish my japa tonight. Just be patient and wait. So she sat there. Now she's listening. You can obviously understand from this narration that she's getting purified. Her heart is actually getting purified. Her mind is actually changing. So it's going on, and he's chanting 5-6 hours. Finally, it's midnight again. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry. I still haven't finished my rounds. But please come back tomorrow night, and surely I will satisfy all your desire. So she left again. And then the next night, she came back again. And again, she offered obeisances and respects to Tulsi Maharani, came in. Sat down, and Hari Das said, just be patient, I will soon finish. So he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And while he was chanting, she was listening. She had been listening all the time, but now the listening was starting to take an effect. And her heart and mind started to change. Her emotions started to awaken. And then tears came to her eyes, and she started to feel really terrible why she had come And then she fell at the feet of Haridas and she said, "You are a great saint and I have committed a great offense. I was sent by this, by the governor Ramachandra Khan." Haridas said, "I know all about Ramachandra's plan and I knew you were coming. But I was planning to leave this place, but since I heard you were coming, I decided to stay." And he stayed just to simply to deliver her. And she became purified. And she said, "Now I want to become your disciple." He said, "Okay, here is the condition. You go home, you take all your possessions." She was very wealthy. She said, "You distribute it to all the brahmanas. Then you come on and you come with white cloth and you sit down here and you chant." And so she did. She distributed all her possessions and wealth to the brahmanas, came back, and then she sat there. And it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, she also chanted 333,330. In other words, she chanted 192 rounds a day. And she, you can see a picture of her sitting in front of a tulsi plant and just chanting, chanting, and chanting like that. So she became actually a great devotee of the Lord. And then Haridas Thakur, he left that place. Of course, Ramachandra's plan was foiled. Later, Ramachandra got a reaction for that, but that's a whole next, another story. Heavy reaction. Haridas, then, not long after that, he went to the home of Haranya Majumdara and Jagadish Manjumdara, who were the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. And so they had organized this assembly of brahmanas to discuss spiritual matters. And so Haridas Thakur was invited to come. So he was there, and different brahmins were speaking on different parts of the shastras. So Haridas Thakur started to speak about the glories of the holy name. And he says, actually, one who chants the holy name without offense can surpass even the principle of liberation and achieve the highest goal of life, pure love for God. When he said that, one Brahmin who was sitting in the assembly, his name was Gopal Chakravarti, he was a very pukka Brahmin. He had very good intelligence, he was quite wealthy, and he was very, very good looking. He got up and started to criticize Srila Haridas. "What are you saying? That in, simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna like that, you can surpass liberation, where the scriptures mention it takes many, many births to achieve liberation? I think what you're saying has no value, and therefore, I will cut off your nose." Whoa. And so Haranya, Manjumdara, and Jagadish, they became very upset. That Brahmin was their employee. He worked for him. They immediately fired him on the spot and threw him out of the assembly. They apologized to Haridas for what had happened. Haridas said, "He's just an ignorant fool. He doesn't know." And Haridas actually responded, "If this holy name doesn't give liberation, I will cut off my own nose." He said that. And when everyone in the assembly heard that, they became really disturbed. And later on, that brahmana, he came down with leprosy 3 days later, and his nose fell off. His beautiful face was no longer beautiful. So he got an immediate reaction like that for his offense to a Mahapurusha, a great soul like Srila Haridas Thakur. There is a famous story, and this is the very one that we all know about, that Srila Haridas Thakur was preaching. Now, he was born in a Muslim family, and so, but he was following the ways of the Hindus, you might say. Now, some of the Muslim rulers at the time, who were in charge of the different areas, they became disturbed with Haridas, and one Qazi, he was really envious of Haridas, so he reported to the the head Muslim guy, that this that's all I can think of. I could say other things, but I think Muslim guy is a good one. this person, he's ruining the Islamic faith, the Muslim faith. And he's taken up the ways of the Hindus and he's chanting. And so he should be arrested and he should be punished. So the head Muslim guy, he arranged for Haridas to get arrested. They brought him before. And he said to Haridas, you know, you were born in a very wonderful family. You were born a Muslim. Why have you taken up the activities of the Hindus? And Haridas Thakur says, we can see that sometimes a Hindu, he changes and becomes a Muslim, and a Muslim sometimes changes and becomes a Hindu. So what is the question? It happens. But they weren't accepting that. So they told him that you have to stop chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and if you don't, we will punish you. He said, even if you punish me by cutting my body into pieces, every piece will chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So he wasn't at all fearful. So they became more and more angry, so they said, tie him up and punish him by dragging him through the marketplaces. There were 22 marketplaces, and one of the ways they would torture people is tie him up and then drag them. And then these guys, these big strong guys with sticks and whips, they would beat the person. And after two or three marketplaces, the person would die. So they did that to Haridas, they tied him up. The people in the area understood he was a great saint and started to try to stop the Muslim torturers, but they wouldn't stop. And so people were becoming so, overwhelmed with anxiety, praying for Haridas. So they were beating Haridas, and Haridas was just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. And they were beating him, They went through 22 marketplaces, the entire whole scenario, marketplace. And Haridas was still chanting, and he was smiling. When the torturers were getting tired, their arms were like, you know, they couldn't even move their arms anymore. The sticks and the whips were practically falling out of their hands. And they said to Haridas after 22 marketplaces, you know, we're supposed to kill you and you're not dying. And if you don't die, we're going to die. Because we'll be punished for failing in our operation to kill you. So Haridas said, oh, if that's the case, then just watch. So then he went into samadhi and all his external life symptoms completely stopped. And he appeared to show no life at all. They brought his body to the Qazi. And the Qazi said, well, just... the head Qazi said, throw him, bury him. And they said, no, that's too good of a death for him. Throw his body in the river like a piece of garbage. So they happened to throw his body in the Ganga. So they threw his body in the Ganges River, and he floated in the river, and he came up on the other side and started to preach again and chant. And later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastime of Mahaprakash Leela, where he for 21 hours he gave benedictions to all. When he turned to Haridas and asked for a benediction, Haridas Thakur remembered. He said, remember Haridas, when you were being beaten by those Muslim torturers, I came from Vaikuntha with my chakra and I was about to kill them. But because you were praying for them, my chakra would not move from my hand. Because Haridas was actually praying that they would become devotees. Like that. He wasn't at all feeling any negativity towards him. And so so Lord Chaitanya said, but Haridas, I could not tolerate what was happening to you. So I took my body and I covered your body with my body. And then Lord Chaitanya took off his cloth, and on the back of his body, back was the whip marks that he took the beating for Haridas himself. The Lord actually accepted that. When Haridas Thakur saw that, he fainted. Couldn't tolerate the fact that the Lord sacrificed everything just to protect him. And so, of course, this Srila Haridas Thakur, he was Namacharya Haridas. When they were having a big ceremony with all the Brahmins, which was the Shraddhapatra ceremony, where they honor the most highest of all the Brahmins, and Advaita Chari was in charge of honoring the most honorable Brahmin, he immediately took the number one prize, which was the Shraddhapatra, the plate of the offering to the deity, and he gave it to Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was embarrassed. All the other Brahmins were shocked. How is it a Muslim is getting this? But because Advaita Acharya was the leader of all the Brahmins, they couldn't complain. But Haridas Thakur later on said, you know, I accepted that honor, but I was not worthy to receive it. He was naturally very humble and very, very tolerant. There are many, many pastimes with Srila Haridas Thakur, how he chanted the holy names constantly and always glorified the Vaishnavas. There's one particular pastime I'm trying to think of that I forgot. But there are so many pastimes in the life of Srila Haridas Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur glorifies Srila Haridas Thakur. He writes on his Samadhi tomb, he says, "He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and in living spread the holy name around." We hear that statement, but that's Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's glorification of Srila Haridas Thakur. I'll read a little bit about the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. You can also follow along if you want, or you can listen to the reading. Actually, I find it more exciting not to read from the, but to when you listen, you actually get more than when you read. The reading is for those who don't understand English. Should we put it up anyway? Or would you like to just listen to? Just listen? Okay, we can go with that. Okay. And this starts with Mahaprabhu went to the place of Haridas, inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." 23, we're on to 24. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." Srila Prabhupada's purport. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he is considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. We cannot imitate, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna conscious movement, we have fixed 16 rounds so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and hear others also. So Prabhupada actually wanted us to chant 64 rounds when he started the movement. But because the devotees felt that they couldn't do it, and they argued with Prabhupada and gave reasons why, he reduced it to 32, and then they continued with their argument, and Prabhupada said 16 and no less. So, and then Prabhupada, then it goes on and says, "Now that you have become old," the Lord said, "you may reduce the number of your rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly." your role in this incarnation to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. The Lord said, now, therefore, please reduce the fixed number of rounds you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied, kindly hear my plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work, therefore I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from the hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in so many ways. For example, I was offered the Stratapatra, which should have been offered to a first-class brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in the family of meat-eaters. I have had one desire for a long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you do not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happens is mine, whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. The Lord is speaking like that. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, don't create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must show mercy to me. My Lord, there are so many respectable persons, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? And if an ant dies, where is the loss in the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I'm just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you will fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur and offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me, that is the news. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Bhakreshwara Panda was the chief dancer. Headed by Sarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of these transcendental qualities of Srila Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, 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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Grandfather Bhishma Dev. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names, Hari! 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 And Krishna!
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 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they all began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Sarup Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Haridas Thakur. Now the body of Haridas was then raised on a carrier that resembled an airship and was taken to the sea accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakreshwar Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared the remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas was placed into it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, devotees performed congregational chanting, and Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Srila Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Harilo!
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 Jai! The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform on the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. Wow. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great happiness. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Simhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Simhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers. I am begging prasad for the festival honoring the passing of Haridas. Please give me alms. Hearing this, the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasadam, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. Lord is personally begging. However, Sarup Damodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Sarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Sarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasadam from each and every item. In this way, varieties of prasadam was collected and packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of four servants. Not only did Sarup Damodar Goswami bring prasadam, but Vaninath Patanyaka and Kashi Mishra also sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Evo. It's good movement, isn't it? Okay. Sarup Damodar Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sit down and watch with these men to help me. I shall distribute the prasadam. The four men, Sarup Damodar, Jagadananda, Kashivar, and Shankar, distribute the palms continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not eat the prasadam as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasadam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharti, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnav. Everyone was filled up to the neck, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more! Give them more! Haribo! All the devotees finished accepting prasadam and had washed their hands and mouth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each one of them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to the Lord, to the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Here's the benediction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Srila Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Srila Haridas, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam, will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There was such a wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Lord Chaitanya speaking, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave the world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Grandfather Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, the world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Wow. I'll read that again. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, the world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur! Didn't get the cue, okay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur! And chant Hari! 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 Saying this, he personally began to dance! Hari! Everyone began to chant, "All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord." Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Arrivo. From this incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away in the great career, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating, one can understand how, just how affectionate Lord Chaitanya is towards his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desires of Srila Haridas Thakur. And then it goes on and on. So Srila Haridas Thakur Namacharya Ki Jai. So today is an opportunity to glorify one of the greatest of all great saints, Haridas Thakur. And what he showed by his example is the essence of our spiritual practice. All our advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on our chanting of Hare Krishna for the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada has said that a few times, and he emphasized it also. Chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Chant Hare Krishna. And when we actually become absorbed in chanting, and then that sweet taste for the holy name awakens, then everything becomes clear. Then there's no more anxiety, there's no more problems, there's no more lamentations. The holy name of the Lord takes one to the spiritual world. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punya Sudya Nitya Mukta Vinnatvam Nami Namino. Krishna's name is Krishna. Krishna's name is Krishna. Krishna's name is Krishna. No doubt. So we have a very great amount of mercy coming into our lives. Not only have we been given the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, we're giving the words of the great saints and the Lord himself about the glories of chanting, just to inspire us more and more to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant and be happy. Rivo. So thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. I consider it a blessing to have this honor to speak about Srila Haridas Thakur. For me, it's a wonderful occasion because I personally worship Haridas every day. I have a particular, there's my deity of Haridas Thakur. So he reminds me, chant Hare Krishna. So if I ever forget, just by seeing him, chant Hare Krishna. That's what I... That's his mercy. Okay, thank you very much. So we can stop there. And so, does anyone would like to add anything before we end? Comments, questions? Okay. So chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.